He is risen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come with our prayer on this beautiful Easter morning, the celebration of your Son's resurrection from the dead. Lord, you give us hope. You give us hope, Lord, for without you, there is no hope to be found. There is only despair in this world, death and despair. But with you, Lord, there is plenteous hope. And we thank you for this hope that you give us, this certain hope, this sure hope that you give us through your resurrection. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. The two Marys who came to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea on Sunday morning were hoping to find someone who would help to roll the large stone away from the entrance to the tomb. Were prepared to anoint the dead body of Jesus. Were expecting to be in mourning for the death of their Lord on this day and for many days to come. However, a great earthquake occurred. Now, earthquakes were often a sign of God's judgment. And our scriptures tell us that an angel of the Lord who came down from heaven and rolled the stone back from the tomb's doorway caused this earthquake. This angel was a powerful, mighty angel whose appearance was like lightning. He was flashing and glowing, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards who had been posted by the Jews to guard the tomb were scared and trembling. They were so scared that they became stupefied and acted like dead men. But what did the angel do? He did what angels do. Angels are messengers from God. This powerful angel delivered the Easter message to the two Marys and instructed them to deliver the same message to the disciples. The message had two parts. First, don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. In other words, I know that you came here to see Jesus, and now you see me, and I am frightening to you, but don't be afraid. And secondly, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. In other words, the angel was saying that you see that Jesus isn't here. The reason that he is not here is that he's risen from the dead as he told you that he would. You see where he was laid down dead in the tomb, but he's not here anymore. Go now and tell the other disciples that Jesus is risen from the dead and he will meet all of you in Galilee. In Galilee, you will see Jesus again. And the angel finished his message by saying, "See, I have told you." In other words, the angel did what angels do, deliver messages. He delivered the Easter message that Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be able to say that again. Been a long time. Hallelujah. But before the two Marys reached the disciples to tell them the good news that Jesus was risen from the dead, Jesus met them and greeted them. He told them the same things that the angel had told them. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And so it was that the first Easter morning began with the good news, the gospel, that Jesus was risen from the dead. Dear ones, that was good news for the two Marys and the disciples then, and that is good news for us now. It is good news for you that this preacher this morning is able to tell you that your Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen.
Jesus told the two Marys to tell his brothers that he would see them in Galilee. He was not talking about his brothers according to flesh and blood. Jesus did not consider his flesh and blood brothers to be his true brothers. From Matthew 12, 48, we are told whom Jesus considered to be his brothers. He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." And from John 6:40, we hear what his Father's will is. "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The message of Easter is clear and simple and comes in two parts. First, you should not be afraid of death and the devil, for the good news of Easter is that the ransom for you has been paid. The curse of sin and the sting of death do not apply to you because you believe in Christ and what he has done for you. You should not fear God's wrath because God does his will in you. And God's will for you and in you is that you believe in Christ, and you do. Secondly, you are Christ's brothers and sisters because you believe in what he has done. His disciples and those who believed in him were his church. He will meet with you, his church, to assure those who believe in him that their sins are forgiven. He will meet with you just this morning in word and sacrament. He meets with those who believe in him. Nothing has changed since the first Easter. The message has not changed, nor will it change. The resurrection of Jesus to new life that we celebrate on Easter is the proof. It's the proof that the sins of the whole world have been paid in full, and the payment is acceptable to God. God has reconciled sinful mankind to himself through the blood of his Son. May the message of Easter, the good news of the gospel, dwell in you richly and give you the peace only Christ can give. The gospel is: your sins are forgiven. You are brothers and sisters of the Son of God. The gospel is: your sins are forgiven, and you are brothers and sisters of the Son of God. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He is alive. And Jesus Christ is among you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.